Yimamshich, speaking of what we started talking about last week, Be'ez Hashem. The sugi fin, ingifin gacheles shel matches, legabi kibui, legabi meleches kibui, and meleches havara. And to translate that into today's English, what is the status of an electric bulb, incandescent light? So what's an example, a maisedik example of gacheles shel matches, in today's terminology, is light bulbs, both incandescent and fluorescent bulbs. What is their status? The Gabi Melech Shabbos, the Yikibi Vahavara, the Inyan Hadlokas Ner Shabbos, the Inyan Havdola, the Inyan Basa Bacholov, Bishop Basa Bacholov, the Inyan Ner Hanukkah. These are sugyas which we took in yeshivas of yeshiva here many times. We have from yeshivas at Tzal many times in this. Achan Chazara Tzizamen. The Swedish Melchidish Durchtan Dinyin Tzizamen. Just a quick summary of what we discussed last week. Last week we started with kibui. What does it mean kibui on a gachal shemachis? And again, what about turning off an electric light? And the Nafkamina, we said, the Biko and the Hype Nafkamina says, Lagabi Amir Lakum, if it's a Malacha Diraisa, it's much more common Lagabi Amir Lakum. If it's a Malacha Drabon, only you said Rabon, it's much more Kal Lagabi Amir Lakum. So this is the first case we started talking about with Magret. One needs to turn off a light on Shabbos. Does that mean telling a guy do an Issa Diraisa or an Issa Drabon? So we brought the Gemara Steak, off in the Gemara, Daf Membeis. In Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph in Shabbos, Shitas Rav Yishenim, Lefi Pirusha Rav Yishenim, was going with Elitch Yehuda, the Malachah Shetzicha Leguf is Chayiv, and yet the Gemara, so a Kachelah Shal Matches could theoretically be a Malachah Diraisa, even though there is no Tzricha Legufa, because you don't need Tzricha Legufa. We're going Elitch Yehuda, the Gemara is going according to Shmuel, holds Rav Yehuda, Malachah Shetzicha Leguf is Chayiv, Gemara is Machal, but in Kachelah Shal Matches and Kachelah Shal Eitz. Pirush Rav Yishenim Gacheles Shal Mateches is only an Issa D'Rabbonon. It's only a Kibud D'Rabbonon. Therefore, Mishum Zeked D'Rabbon, one can take away. The Shmuel says, if you have a Gacheles Shal Mateches sitting in the way, you can take it away. You can move it. You can be Mechabit rather. Mishum Zeked D'Rabbon. So we brought many Rishenim. Let's just quickly review. We're going to add a couple of Rishenim. Tielus and Zinyan was Medav Gein Vaitu. We brought that Rashi's Pirush. The Miri's Pirish, the Ben Yenisim, the Nils Pirish, and I will see today the Rambam, Roshiva Gebrach, Ganisa Tobif, and the Rambam, and the Rambam. We'll see the Lashon inside. And the Fizev, Yimidapoplan, and the Rambam in Perikud Beis. They all learn that Gechelah Shel Matches is Potter, is only a Kibim Rabbonon. Zogin says that Rashi v'yishayin a nasis pechem for a kibud yiraisa. When you have a malachah yiraisa of kibui, are they turning out the fire? You're creating charcoal. That is an accomplishment. You created something through the kibui. You didn't just take away a fire. It's just such a negative. There's a positive accomplishment of creating pechem. That's kibui minatayir. However, a gachel shel matches when there is no pechem created in Ishdo. Kaim Malechas Kibi Minatir. Is that Zogin the driver? Shainim. We'll see soon the Rambam. Let's see the Rambam. Shuza Tzal brought a Maganisa Tova. Maganisa Gedel he brought from Maisere Keach. Go to the Loshin. The Maisere Keach and the Al Rambam, the Krach Aleph, before the beginning of the Sefer, he has here, they have printed here in the Sefer several pages of Chidushim from Ben Aram, Ben Arambam. I'll say the Arambam. So there's a shtickle in Arambam. So let's see what Ben Aram, Ben Arambam, Brach fin Tata, those bring the fin the Tata, vi the Tata galant. Thus is the tour of Gachelah Shel Matches by Kibui. Oy, cause of Rambam, b'shem Rambam. Oy, zot ben Avram in Rambam b'shem the Tata. Batam the chayev al kibui gachelah shel eitz. Upotra shel matches. What's the difference that an gachelis shel eitz state in the Gemara that there's kibim in atayra, and a gachelis shel matchis there's no kibim in atayra, and therefore it's mutar mishmezeka the rabbin to be mechabit. Tam dover ze, ikka tam dover ze. Ki kol dover. When do you have kibid yiraisis up the Rabbein Avram and Rambam b'shem Rambam? Ki kol dover shetchilosa eish. Ukeshi yichbe. Yishtane leheosais pechem. Something that started off as a fire, and when it's extinguished, it changes and it becomes pechem. Zehu hakibui haosim yiraisis. Those are kibim in atayr. You might say this word to do yishtanus. Aval gacheles shel mateches, shetchilos mateches, ukeshetichbe oiti mateches. Gacheles shel mateches. There is no change. Vosad anishtane gevur. When it was a glowing ember, when it was a hot ember, it was mateches. When you extinguished it, it's still mateches. Nothing changed. Ein kibuyim in atayra. Levisha ein ze kibuy. Apsha zayt gibetum dos anish kibuy. Kibuy means anishtanus. Changing something from a fire to pechem. That only passes by gacheles shel eitz or by gacheles shel mateches. The tchilosa, this is the lashon he's saying, before was mateches and now it's mateches. Ein ze kibuy. Now here he says a lashon which we're going to have a lot to debate about, we're going to have a lot to discuss here. Let me read the lashon. Well, let's leave it for now because it's a major statement. Or bevostek devaiter. She'ein ze kibuy. She'ein gufa eish nitlis bebarzel. It's not Eish itself that's nitlis b'barzel. El ha-barzel cham hoyo. V'achshav achar ha-kibui hu barzel tzaynam. So again he makes the same point. Tchilosei mateches v'soifei mateches. But don't like the right noch ha-vort, noch ha-knech. That the guf ha-Eish is not nitlis b'barzel. There's another chilek that he's using that to explain the first chilek it seems. The guf ha-Eish by gacheles shel eitz, there's an Eish in that gacheles shel eitz tzadon Eish, guf ha-Eish is darkly. The guf ha'esh is darkness, nechazbo, is nitlisbo. But the gacheles shel mateches, the guf ha'esh is not nitlisbo, it's just a hot piece of steel that becomes cold. What's it does their vart that the guf ha'esh is not nitlisbo? So that we'll see in Meshach Devarim, we'll see, we'll have the Yishalmi together in Yuma, maybe we'll say Epsha. It's the Epsha noch Psha to Meichit, but just happen up tight, what's the story? Oh, smudzen, okay. That's the Heisafa, the Magnisa, Gedail of Meshiva Zatzal, he brought, in Rambam state, before the Sheikhet Esayu, Vosa the Ptur from Gechel Hashem, Ateches, Val Tzinish Nasis Pechem, and he's Meisiv this word also, like we brought last week from the Binyanis and Mulunil, he also says that with this Tzinish, Rashi says, Vishayna Nasis Pechem, Rashi doesn't explain himself. So the Papa statement is, I'm an Upgelet Esayu, but the Rambam himself explains it clearly like that, and the Binyanis and Mulunil also says it, Kedaka, Gate Vosa Sheet Vosa Vosa Purusha Rambam, he says there's no pechem, he said before. The bechad in yono, so before he started off, the leshaych bekibim midiraisa v'niyansim ulunil, el bechachela sha'eit shuhu nasa pechem. That's a diraisa. And it's a mocha tzichu gufa, if you hold mocha tzichu gufa, it's potter, yim harin is gavon lepechem. Al bechachela sha'matechas leshaych bekibim klal. Here he says the word that we see today in the Rambam also. There's no change. It's the same piece of steel before as it was afterwards. The difference is in the temperature. Before it was a hot piece of steel, now it's a cold piece of steel. Indeed, Beid Rishenim, Ernest of Lemil, here from Kabbalah, from the Rambam Malayim, we have Baruch Hashem, this Magamisa from the Rambam Malayim, as well as the before, Shmutanamse has with the Gansalom. I'm sorry? Where's this Rambam? This Rambam is in the. There's Gajuk from the Rambam, Rabbein Avram and the Rambam has Pirushim, Aseda Rambam, from the Tata. So it's in the Chelik Aleph, from Maisar Ikeach, he has Gajuk to our Rambam, Perek Yud Beis, Nilcha Shabbos, bring the Vosad the Ptur from the Chelik Shematchis, that's this Lashon that the Rambam's son brings from his father. Fine. In Medea Akdama, Baruch Hashem, we have this Maganisa from the Shiva Zatzal, Medea Akdama Kemen Fashtein, Zer Gishmak, the Rambam in Perek Beis Alocha Beis. That's the Rambam, how the Rambam can l'shitasei, how he can say such a zach in Alocha Beis. The Rambam shayt azay. Amechaba kol shehu chayiv. Amechaba saner. Rechnen mit Schabes gechelle shal eitz. Aber amachaba gechelle shal matchis. Potter. A person is machaba gechelle shal matchis. You potter. We said. Gechelle shal matchis is not shaykh bei kibbut. The Rambam here doesn't explain himself. We have this memory from the Rambam. The Rabbin of Rambam bring from the Tati. Good. Gechelle shal matchis is potter. If you skaven with sarif. Chayiv. The Rambam machidish. Gechelle shal matchis of the Gemara. Is potter. But it's in Shdokan Kibbut. And even though Taka the Rambam sheet is, we said the Rambam Taka paskins like a Yehuda. The Rambam paskins in the Cheshavis, the Melosh and Sichagul Fischayiv. But after we came, the Chelosh Shema Peches is this Kibbut. There's nothing you can do. Even the Melosh and Sichagul Fischayiv. But it's not, you don't have the Melosh. That's a second argument. You didn't do the Melosh itself. Yet's come to Rambam with the Chiddush. Right? The Chelosh Shema Peches is potter. So the Rambam Vim Niskav and Litzarev. Let's say when you were Mechavadis Kachela Shel Matchis, you had in mind, and he stresses that, you were Mechavim Litzarev. You did the Kibui for the purpose of tempering the steel. You want to strengthen the steel. That's how we temper steel. We heat up steel to greatly, to large, high, very high degrees, and then you put it into a cold, very cold liquid, and that strengthens the steel. That's the process. Make heaven. So the Rambam, if you mechavim litzareif, even though we have a Gemara, which even later Yehudu Mokshes Yichel Guves Chaim, Chelos Shema Teches is Potter. Or was it the Rambam? Oh, if you mechavim fitzirof, you chayiv. Why? Shekin loit shear barzel oisim. Mechavim misa barzel, at she yasig acheles, and mechavim oisim b'mayim, kdei lachasmoy, to temper it. V'zehu litzareif, she ois oisei chayiv, v'hu told us mechavim. So the Rambam, when you mechavim litzareif, v'etis yeh kibui, agam gechel shemat heches, is nishkan kibui. You don't have the melach itself. So the Rambam, is the Rambam lost in the lane, in the Rambam. V'she ein zeh kibui, melach shesich l'guf megarne shelfin. It's not. You don't have the melach. So even though you don't have the melach, so the Rambam, when you mechavim litzareif chayiv. What's it has with the Rambam? Oh, so that's the rivet. The rivet. It's makom b'patish. Rambam dingzach. The rivet dingzach. It's a makom b'patish. Nishkan kibui. So Rabbi, we're not going to win to, but there was one kasha. Rabbi asks in the Rambam. He says, "The Rambam, how are you telling me such a thing that when you mechavim litzarif, that there's such a tzorich that can become kibui?" Like the Rabbi, so it was like you should always be chayiv because we mark this maktiv and the Rambam shita idach that malach hashen tzvicha legufa is chayiv, and if there's such a tzorich of tempering which makes it back for some reason into kibui, so then it should be chayiv b'chol oifin. So why is the chelosh shematechas pottering answer? As I affect the Rabbi of the Rambam. In the Magen Mishnah Zok, the blank from the Ramban, Ameridika, Gracie said in the Shabbos, it's a da'a mol melachis, that a demonish helfin was Ram ha melachis yasich al guf v'chayi. But sometimes melachis that are delicate cases of the melacha. Like he brings an example, that you take a piece of, you're personally taking chips off a piece of wood, more in Beya. Akitim shalyad, the person's taking, his chipping pieces of wood. See if he's just stamped chipping pieces of wood off. It's potter avalosa, kalko, or gufa. If he's mechavin to make it into a toothpick, if he wants to make it into a kitim shliyad, if he wants to make it into a toothpick, he wants a tikkun kli, yichayiv al tzmaka b'papish. Zokt Ramban, that even if you hold, dovish miskavin is chayiv, or even hold lachash zichel gufa is chayiv, though if without kavana mefureshes here kuli amalei pliga zok the Ramban kuli amalei pliga, that without kavana for the melacha you don't have the melacha b'chlal in your potter, it's only this the rabban. Though you say that, in other words, where the melacha is not obvious, again where there's a lot to discuss about this, you say just with ikun shel dvarim, it's negay us now. Of a state to as amir the kolam des nilchas shabbos, you say the nilchas shabbos it's negay lemaisa by say umetum, that there are delicate cases in the melacha where without your kavana, that you're doing it for that purpose, it doesn't have a cheshivus for a melacha and it's potter. He says at the Ramban in Tikkun Kli, kol shum shum Tikkun Kli. Anytime you're going to be chayav a person on tzmaka, but patish, after Tikkun Tzlosh, I don't know if he means only in Tikkun Kli, kol shum shum Tikkun Kli, on kavana, heistish ka melacha. So even if you hold melacha, shizik l'gufa chayav, you need bedavka kavana mufureshet. So the Magen Mishnah Hudin over here, we want to be mechayev the person that's kibui, and we're coming along, and we're saying that you can be chayev mishum kibui, but gachel mishum achis if you mechayev mishum tziruf. That's not the mainstream case of what kibui is. Kibui is making pecha. Kibui is extinguishing a fire. Here you have a case that because you're mechaven to do a tziruf, you want to make it into somehow into a kibui. You want to make it, says on kavanum for rest of them, without you being mischash with it, mufurish, that it's a malacha for that purpose, it doesn't have a chashivus of a malacha. So Mel, that's what the Rambam says, once malacha is yichluku v'skayiv, even though malacha is yichluku v'skayiv, but if you're not mechaven mufurish, l'shem, siruf, it doesn't have a chashivus of kibbut. Because this is a delicate borderline case of kibbut. And the state that you say, though, so you say, elacha pletzu. No, it's because you. What makes this a tikkun? Stomus, when you take a piece of the stomus a maisa, when you take a piece of steel and you put it into water, the stomus of the maisa is only one thing: you're extinguishing a flame. You're extinguishing a hot ember. That's all you're doing. In order to turn it into a maisa, I'm sorry. You're taking water and you're cooking it up. In the Hanami, okay. In the Hanami, you're doing that. But no, normally when you take. No, but this is the Svara, B'chlovis. From B'chlovis, this is together the Svara. Well, you have to be done with this Maisis B'stam. When you do it without outside Kavanis, what does the Maisa define itself as? What's the accomplishment? Without outside Kavanis, if you're not Machavim, any Kavanim of Fereshes, what you're doing here is making a piece of steel cold. Nothing more than that. In order to make it into a maisa of tziruf, you have to be mechaven for tziruf. In order to make it into a maisa that you're doing a tikkun, it doesn't have a chashivas of tikkun unless you're mechaven for the tikkun. It's not that the tikkun be'etzim is here. There's a tikkun, wonderful tikkun going on over here, and you just weren't mechaven for it. Without being just like you don't not mechaven to make a toothpick, it's just a splinter. If you're not mechaven to do a tziruf, it's just dousing water, cold water, on a piece of steel. The chashivas that turns it into the etzem maisa is the kavanah mufareshes. That's the say to the Ramban, and that's what the Magen Mishnah is telling us here. So, Meila. I'm sorry? No, it's the maisa that the vial of the mamaz was in. Right, in other words, if the maisa of the stomach, you have the zak itself, have the chashivas of the zak itself, no, you weren't mechavim for it, that ain't tzricha legufa. But Amo, because the Zach itself doesn't have, it's not the stomach of what for you do the Maisa or why you do the Maisa. It's like an outside case. It's a left field case of the Malacha. So without Kavanah Mufreshes for this being the Cheshivas of the Malacha, it can't Malacha Bechal Nishtel. It garnish Gavar. So you need Kavanah Nishtel to vect the Malacha. But that's the Hezber. But Akapanah, what we need to bring out, this is not the main point. This is Grada, or Yisayid Gadol, that's a Munet there Ramban. Umapaskim there Ramban. That's Halacha Lamaisa there Ramban. The place can bring us Mahamu with them. Umetum. But what I mean, the point that we want to get to is that the Rambam Lishitasi is very gishmak. If the Rambam would hold the second pirush we started discussing last week, which we'll come back to in a minute, that the reason the Gachel Shel Mateches is potter by kibui is because you don't have an Eish Gomer. We'll see again the Lashon. You don't have an Eish Seir, Fuchulu. In other words, in order to have a kibui doesn't mean making pechem. L'cher v'yishtet v'yishen. Read and v'yishtet v'mogen Avram. Kibui doesn't mean creating pechem. Kibui means taking away destructive force. You have a force of a fire. There's a fire burning. Taking away that force, that's the Muslim halacha. You took away that force. That's an accomplishment. Fine. Now, if that's the reason, Zomel Gachela Shel Matches is potter, because it's not an Eish Gomer, it's not an Eish Seref. We'll go review again. We'll see the Lishenis inside. If that's the reason why Gachel Shel Matches is potter, is Vos Artin that you're Mechavim with Tzarev. It's for you a Mechaba, an Eish, that's not an Eish Gomer, of them in Ishdok and Kibbe Gomer, them in Ishdok and Kibbe the Yeraisa. If, but the Ramel Shitos is very Gishma, Ribat, the Pshat and Kibbe, is that there's an Ishtanus, Kibbe means create by taking a fire that was before there was an Eish Zok the Rambam, you took that fire and you turned it into charcoal. You're creating something, you're being Mishana something, that's the Melach. Came to Rambam, come to Rambam, Shitos, and there Lomnus and Zok. Oh, so you didn't create Pechen. But let's say you created a a stronger piece of steel. You were mishanet, you were mitzarefet for a shtak. Aidei the kibui, you made it a stronger piece of steel. Aidei a kibui. So the gam, there's nothing visible, but you were mechalim ufurish lezeh, and you gave it a cheshivas of an ishtanis. It's a dobra choshev. That's also a kibui that's mishanet and accomplishes something. The rabbi mishitos is zeh geshmak. Those can eichid ve'en a kibui diraisa. So that's the rabbi mishitos. We can understand that we can say such a chiddush. It's not just makom apatish. We're not going into why it's not makom apatish. That's why it's kasha. Why isn't it makom apatish also? At least makom apatish. But that's the Rabbin's Chiddush. There's such a thing when you're mechav mafurish for the ishtanis and the tikkun of making it a stronger piece of steel. That's also like a sias pechem, just like taking a piece of regular fire and creating pechem is an ishtanis. That's a tikkun. That's called kibui. Taking a piece of steel and tempering it and strengthening it through being mechabit, it's also a tikkun like a sias pechem that complied kibui min haTorah. Rabbin Shitosi is a geshmak. So that means the Rabbin Taka. Stimmt mit dem Dreid, was der Rebbe Rambam Rambam bringt, in my Srikina. So that's
what's
the Srishit.
Pete,
charcoal was a very important commodity in those days. Charcoal was, you need charcoal to use for fire. So
it
was
needed to burn. I mean, the whole purpose of charcoal was in order to burn.
Right, so that was the kibui in the Mishkan. The kibui, the classic case of kibui is taking, you have a fire burning, and creating through the consumption of the fire, the combustion of the fire, creating charcoal, which one could use to make other fires. And those fires, the way they explained to me, they used it for, they have to use it for where they worked with metals, lechia basil. It was a type, right, but the point was it didn't burn up so fast. Charcoal burns slower. So you could use the charcoal, that's what we look with the same way we always, right, so Emil, that's, charcoal is a commodity for fire, so working at heat that was, Allah, right, it's a tikkun god. So that was this first pirush. Now we're holding on. So this is a good Rekishtel Nochama. We have a chlorkite, we have the Rambam's chlorkite here in this pirush Rashi with the Ime and the Rambam with the Ime. Now we were asking last week, where we left last week, is in Morgan Avram, in Shin Lamed Aleph, Kotel Lamed Hei. When we are up going to Piskei Rid, we're not going to go to Hoshak Atayim with the Piskei Rid, and we're going to blight with the Pashtus of the Magen Avram. Gam the Prima Gondam is Mishanah, we're going to blight like this with the Pashtus. Magen Avram kumt when he zogt that why is Gechel Shal Mateches Potter? If you hold Malachas Yitzchak Gufa, I feel Malachas Yitzchak Gufa is Chayiv. Why is Gechel Shal Mateches Potter? The Torah says it ain't a Seiruf because it's not an Eish Seiruf. Chel Shal Mateches is not Chai Mishum Kibui because it's not Seiruf. And we wanted to learn up, Lachar, that's a different Mishat. It's a different Perish we went, right? And we wanted to learn up the Dosh State in Rambam and Shulgim Piskei Arid. Vishayne Bas Kibui Vahadloka. You know, it's not a Bas Kibui Vahadloka, it's not a complete fire. Kibui only, why is Chel Shal Mateches Potter? Because it only passes kibbutz where you have something where there's not lucky here, where there's an entire fire, where there's a complete shalheves. That's an eish gomel. Of a zah, that's bas kibbutz bad loka, that you can make a complete fire, being mechabit such a fire is chayiv. But something that's not a bas kibbutz bad loka, you can't get a mateches to be a ganse bar ad loka of them in ish dokan chayiv kibbutz.
So that knows. So if you light it, it's not.
So that he doesn't go into. If you shein bas kibui v'hadlok, he says, no. It's in order to have something that you can say that by being mechabit, you are doing the melacha d'iraisa. You have to have a complete eish. If you mechabu a complete eish, taking a shalheves or what they call in the Magen Avraham calls an eish seiruf, which you really have to understand what that means exactly. An eish seiruf, the kibui of them, that's chayiv. But a gachelah shal mateches zogin zeh is not an eish seiruf. It's not a complete fire. It's not a basad loka. There's no shalheves. Okay, that's you didn't understand. That's the shtein tistayt zrid. So male, it's not a complete fire.
So lighting that is what?
So that he doesn't go into. That he doesn't go into. So that we'll discuss. That we'll discuss. But from the tistayt zrid of them, we don't have a raya. He just says that this is not a basad loka. This fire is not a bar had loka. Good. So in something that's not a complete fire, extinguishing it is not chayiv. Now, something that there's no kibui on, in svara, is mechayiv that there shouldn't be avara. So we were talking last week the other way. We're not going to go into the chavis yor again. But here there's something to the chavis yor. To say that something that there's no kibui on, there shouldn't be havara on that in svara is not muhach b'chlau. To take a kibbutz, which is be'etzem, we're saying is not a positive thing b'chlau. You're just taking away the fire. So if all you're doing is taking away something, you have to take away a complete thing. You have to take away a dover gomer. But maybe for creating a fire, you're doing it. You're making a fire. You can warm with it. You can light with it. There are hundreds of things you can do with a fire. So there, if you don't make a complete fire, this gun, ganz gut getan, ganz gewaltig gut getan, that can also be meleches machshavos. So to say that in Piskei Rish state that from them was nishdokan kibui is muchach as nishdokan havara. First of all, he didn't say it, and in svar it's bechlan not muchach. So in other words, he didn't discuss in the kibbutz from the Piskei Rish came and garnished the race them and the gabi that say to chelik from nunzer shaylo.
Not burning.
Right? No, so fire that's not a complete burning fire, you can't be machab.
It says that the wood burns, gives energy, that the carbon gives the energy to the fire. Masha and Ken, the fire, the metal has nothing, no energy comes out of the fire. The outside factor, you give up everything.
So extinguishing such a thing.
Right,
right, 100% right, right. So 16 was a short thing which is not completely a bad loco. No, there's no, not muchach. Not muchach. Not muchach and svar. Not muchach and svar. What? So we'll go into the shayla, this loss. Okay, this is about tractum. The svar is a svar boy.
Is it lead hot or is it hot?
I'm sorry?
The case of tziruf of the Rambam.
The Rambam. Hamachaba kol shuchayiv. He's not clear.
Because in
Bishul,
he said the
perish.
If you burn it,
He doesn't explain. It's not a baskibi vahadloko. It's not a fire that's a baskibi vahadloko. It wouldn't turn into a. There's no complete fire here. What? It's not a bar shal heves. It doesn't say it's not a bas havara. He's not talking about the melacha. He's talking about the mitzias. It's not about sadlaka. The lashon is meduk dekaitiv. And Rebbe is checking the melacha. He's not saying the chayf is yours. Svara klal klal. Rebbe is like track the sibud of the bar of amitis. As the statement in there, piskevid garnet degen dishayl. This is pirish nachem loy. Think it over. We can discuss it later. Okay. Thus halten wir. That's the holding the divide. Our problem is so we have two pshatim. L'chayr leit beit pshatim in a gacheles shematheches was unze shayl lemaisa by electric bulbs. Leit both case, leit both perushim. There's no asiyas pechem, and there's also it's not an eish gomer. It's not the same eish serif that you don't have here. You don't have there a glowing piece of ember. The gemara is a machalik. What type of gacheles shematheches? Is part of the have the starts the gechelos shematechet cherry red white can be mamish in the hechster degrees till the 1200 degrees alamilus yeah over it's not an eish gomer, it's not a basad loka, it's not an eish sayer. Our problem is we not yet behandling the tshuvas from Yitzchak Shmelka from the Beis Yitzchak what he does here and how he learns up Rashi Meredik Achidish. Let's see.
We're not saying that you just didn't. So the same does not apply to putting on the light as shutting it off.
That's what we're talking about. No, it's not. Mitzad was a state, though. The was state in Piskei Arid. Or the state in Piskei Arid, a shot, a memro. That something that's not a. Creating a ganze eish is not Havara. Oimer ani akotin, borolani is deity, that he didn't discuss it. And to take off misvara lani is daiti is not nuchak kol kol. Okay. The two tshuvas in Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelka, as well, two tshuvas in this. This is taka legenet kufa, kofresh memtes. In Yordei Chelek Aleph, simin kuf chof. And Yordei Chelek Beis, simin lamin aleph. Now let's just discuss this chalik that we're holding now in Kibui. The Gamze Poshut, we have to understand here together. He says it's Poshut, we have to understand together. What did he say? I don't understand what he's saying. Help me out, let's work this out together. The Gamze Poshut, the Michaba Orkeze, Hamishava, Aide Koyach, Electricha, he's talking about two shilas, a gas light that works with with gas, natural gas. But there also was something new, kerosene or no? I think it means a gas, natural gas, a gas licht, not kerosene, and electrical light. That's what the tshuva is speaking about. And these were both new inventions in those days.
Electric. Chayiv mishum mechab.
Zok Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, Asadav Poshet Bamir, that if you go and you're mechab, this new electric lamp, this electric bulb, you do amalocha di raisif in kibbutz. Oh, let's see.
And he says it makes no difference. He says whether or not it's the we're talking about the kibbutz that's the drotten from the electro amechuber to pchomim. Or the kibbutz of the elector that's mechuber to drotten. Now it seems that in Takitz, his engineer was accurate. They described the Metzias property. And there's so many tshuvas written. The Ritzina speaks about it. He's Meirach. He brings shittas that are makel. Shittas of the Makilim were written in those days that were makel on electrics by the kibbutz and of Havara. He says, Poshet, the people that describe to the Paiskim, the Gdolei Olam, they describe Mamish to Metzias, Hofuch, Mekama Hafechim. They describe the Poshet totally incorrect, but here it was described to him accurately. And it was in the original electric lamps were made out of bamboo shoots. Thomas Edison's electric bulb that came out in 1880, Toshay Shemem, was made out of not metal, it was made out of a bamboo shoot. Carbonated bamboo, a bamboo fiber. It was carbonated, so again, so it would last longer, it wouldn't snap. Over the next 10-15 years, I think in 19, the one metal, another metal, then it finally became tungsten, which had the biggest resistance, and it lasted the longest, etc. That's what we use out of Yom HaZeh. So like upon it, there were two metzias, and he says, Avada, that's poshut, we're talking about a bamboo shoot, that's the Gechel HaShalaitz, there's no Tzeredin, that's regular kibbutz, right? But even the drotten, the electrische zachen are mechubit to the drotten, to the wires, that's also kibbutz yirais. And he gets to the shilas, what do you mean? Oh, I should be chai. V'afti mechaba Gechel HaShamateches poter, can we work with Shabbos daf mem beis? I'm sorry?
No, he's describing to us that there were two phases in the invention of these bulbs. The initial bulbs were bamboo. It was Gechel HaShamateches, it was carbonated bamboo. He says, but then later they came out with a better bulb. The bulbs were made out of metal, this kind of metal, that kind of metal, and eventually tungsten was the best one. Of us to get no, as he says, loy mabaya, the ones that are made of chubur to the pchamim, the bamboo ones, that's like a chelas shalaitz. That's a classic kibbutz, right? A few ones that are drotten are mechubur to a chelas to the drotten, which is that's a chelas shemach zecher chai. So now he gets into our shaila. What do you mean? As gamish take a chelas shemateches is poter. After mechab a chelas shemateches poter, can we go to Shabbos daf mem beis? Zed dafka Rav Eisel. Let's learn this up together. Benjamin's helping me to understand it. Simon Shimon Amadal, Zed Dafka Gachela Shomateches. When does the Gemara say Gachela Shomateches is Potter? That's only Gachela Shomateches She'enei Seirif. Avos Sheheves Electric Shehu Seirif Chai Meshun Kibui B'Shabbos. Gachela Shomateches made the attached to tungsten. Gemara only said Gechel HaShemateches is Potter by Gechel HaShemateches it's not Seiruf. But here you have a Gechel HaShemateches that of a Shalheves electric, here you have a Shalheves and it's Seiruf. That's Chayiv. What does it mean? I don't know. It burns something else. A Gechel HaShemateches, it's hot, it easily ignites. Any Gechel HaShemateches, or Gechel HaShemateches, or any Gechel HaShemateches, ignites something else. What does it mean, an Eish Seirif? An Eish Seirif means, because there's no Pashtulun, because there's no Shalheves, it doesn't have the guns, it's not about Kibbutz Adloka. So if it doesn't have a Shalheves, no matter how hot the ember is, it doesn't have a Shalheves. Elamai, he's being mechadish, he says a lesson of a shalheves electric, or a zachin, or a shalheves electric. Rabbi Yisrael Mitzvah says, there's no kan shalheves. It's not true. There's no shalheves. It snaps. When a light bulb goes out, it snaps. No, but there's no shalheves. There's never a shalheves. When you have a short circuit for a second, shoots out a fire because the
the what you call it is too hot.
It
cuts through, but there's never a shalheves. So shalheves and shalheves. Faket, they're sealed. That's why they're sealed. The light bulbs are sealed. They're sealed. The zerum would be, if a zayvayt, there would be so much oxygen that would immediately snap. But there's never a sustained shalheves. There's a streak of a spark because of the explosion. There's never a shalheves. We spoke over Shabbos a lot about this. We spoke to Yingleiter and Yeshuvas and Mumchem and them, of the Young, of Ephraim Goldstein. They were Mazmin and Metzias Klor. There's no kind of shalheves. Is that true? What's meant to them?
You're right.
Oh, where's the noise? Still Moshe Tzichel Gufa. Oh, he doesn't speak about it. You have to have a Moshe Tzichel Gufa. So even if he's right, it's still Moshe Tzichel Gufa. It's pretty ploy, right? Right? That's the Mishnah Shabbos Tav Chof Tes. That's the Gemara Shabbos Tav Lamed Aleph. On Hivu Psila, on Asiyas Pechem, and Yishdok HaMelech HaTzvich LeGufa. It's Pili Ployim. But Potter, you have to Shaila. About that Nagoy, Mechab is on his Agacheles. I feel that she tells you this Melech HaTzvich LeGufa. But Biko, what does he mean? Vos meant the Pirush Hamilus. He says it's poshet. Shalheves electric. Via do shalheves electric. This is the first tshuva. This is the Chelak Aleph Siman Kuf Kof. The second tshuva, he goes through a whole. It's kedai to go through it because it'll help us for later. The second tshuva is Yerdei Chelak Beis Siman Lamed Aleph Eisches. And the first shtickel is Chelak Aleph Siman Kuf Kof Eis Dalet and Hey. Oh, kumt in the tzveite tshuva, and he also repeats his chiddush, and he says, and then he starts handling over to the pshatim. Tzedo Arashi. If you're telling me that the reason you potter agachel shomatechis is because it's not an eish soyrif, so I'm telling you in mitzias that unzer electric lamps are shalhevis electric, and it is an eish soyrif. I can't work.
It's not decreasing, so if you turn it off it's shalheves, and a gachelis shel eitz, it's also going down.
There's a fire there, but in a metal.
So in a fire itself, then you don't care. Right. But in the metal, if it's peiches v'haylach, then what's it's a svara that it patters.
It's decreased.
So that's the mugging of Ram's chilek. So
it's not.
The Gemara is mechalek. Gemara says gachelah shematechas is potter. And afkamina, if it's seirif, not so. Why is it different than the Gemara? The Gemara is also.
No,
I'm saying gachelah shematechas. Gemara says it's potter. No, so what's the chiluk in the Gemara? Gemara says gachelah shematechas is potter. Why is that an eser? If you put a piece of wood within an inch of it, it'll ignite because of the heat. Because
the techet alayin is not.
That's also an eser. Gemara says you potter. Why is it an eser? And if that's not an eser, what's the better gachelah shel? What's better than an electric bulb?
It's like by wood, the carbon in the wood comes the energy from. Fire comes from the wood. What burns? The wood itself gives us the coccus, and the wood itself is burning. Kind of fire coming from burning. Where the energy comes from? The wood is burning away.
Right.
Mashem came up, nothing. Nothing. It's nothing, just absorbs heat. And probably we didn't want to struggle, unless you spark it. Like the wind. You scratch it, fire will come out.
How does
there's
it make
no,
it go?
There's no fire. The metal is not burning.
It's not burning on anything, right? Anything. It's not consuming
it's
anything.
Not
consuming. So why does that make it less of a kibbutz?
The electric itself, the current itself, it gives the energy. There is no fire coming in. in the new fire gamer. Mash ain't kin by a man by itself. The outside take wood on it. I made it happen. Nothing's burning, mash is not burning. Mash ain't kin here in the field, and the current is coming in, that gives it a fire.
Because it's had sustainable, it's a more sustainable zap.
Gives fire. Not by itself.
So in the Gemara, it's not an Eser, right? No, it's the Gemara is not an Eser because it's a Peiches V'Heilach. It's not sustained. But this is something that has a sustain, has a source of energy that keeps it going.
The energy comes from not burning.
It's not burning. It's what's, why does that make it more of a kibbutz? Why does that make it more of a kibbutz? If it's burning on something,
No, there's no fire here.
What do you mean? There's a glowing zach. Why isn't that a fire?
You take sand, glowing glass. You take glass. Very, very, very high. It glows.
I hear. What's he saying? Because it's not consuming. A fire that's not consuming anything is less of a fire. Okay. Why should that be a chilek? Okay.
Because
his
current coming gives
it spark. He calls it, Lashon is interesting. He says it's a Shalheves electric. Okay, so Lomizogna Maintos, okay? Lomizogna Maintos, the Vibat is something that's coming in, so it's an Eish Seiref. What's the Vibat? It's a sustainable, ongoing thing. It's an ongoing thing.
Give the fire.
Okay.
Give the fire.
And that makes it more of a kibbutz. Why does that make it more of a kibbutz?
Because you are
a sustainable fire or not a sustainable fire. It's not an Eish Gomer.
This will go up by itself.
Why would it matter?
So it's not an Eish Gomer. Masha Ein Kein.
Two things. Tie doesn't mean fire. It will go by itself. This one is on the same. The same metal will disappear from my life. Masha, the current coming in, the fire will burn. That's the key one.
So the point is because this is an ongoing sustainable thing, and this is something that's Peiches V'Heilach.
Fire is coming in.
Let me ask you something. Let's say you'd have a Gachelas Shema Peiches that was attached to a heat source. You have a glowing ember, and it was attached to his work. That would be Duraisa?
Yeah,
so let the Gemara be Machal. Why don't we find such a chiluk in the Gemara? What do you mean? Maybe there is. You don't have such cases like that. But you want to use a piece of steel, and it has a chibur to a fire.
As long as fire comes from the source.
The Gemara makes such a chiluk. Oh, so that's a chiddush. That's a tremendous chiddush. So more like a chiddush. And the pot, I think, I don't know, Beisnish. Yeah, Beisitzchak is chiddush kedoshim.
Okay,
that's what it means. Harav.
Okay.
So maybe that's what he means. Oh, Baruch Hashem, Hemzai, could be.
In the words,
laniach.
That's the word.
Oh, is Tav Shtim is a chiluk in the Gemara? That Gemara doesn't have to be mechal such a thing. Let's say it was near a fire. Let me ask you a question. You know, maybe the case in the Gemara was that why you moving things away? There's a fire 10 feet away, and this thing is coming out of the fire, and you want to move it away. How do you know it's not attached to a fire? We're talking about a tzola. There's a burning building, and there's a piece of steel that fell down the middle of the street, and it's next to a burning building, and there's a fire mamish cooking right next to it. So there's a sustainable fire. So it's mamish, it's cooking. Gemara's not machalik. And that's the stomach in the case. We're talking about a hatzola case, right? We come to a fire, and a fire brand, we have to get the Chalash of Achalas out of the way. We made progress. Are we accomplished? Wait a minute. Are we accomplished? At least you know what he's saying. Abyssal, we accomplished. We have our shtickle shot. But that's not the case. He's not like that.
He said it. Why isn't it that? I mean, it shouldn't be anything.
So Havara, we didn't get to yet. Let's focus on Kibbutz. Havara is the Tzedasa Tzedachil. We'll get to next week. Let's try and finish Kibbutz.
So why
doesn't
he say he
was... Let me end again. So, Rashi, so fine. So we have a shtickle of Mahalach to understand better what he's saying. Okay? Well, but, Kumteh is a Gavosa mid Rashi. Is there good? Negate with the Mogen of Ram. He doesn't have Piskei Riddi. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have Taisa Riddi. He's relying on Mogen of Ram. Also, with the Alav Rishayim, he says in the second shuvah, he says, I saw already, but the shuvah is benanti, or it's not sveipshot. Meirich kum from the Mogen of Ram. Also, with Rashi, Rashi is like a chelosh on a teches is potter. Valtz felt as he is pechem. It's ain't a nice is pechem. So it can be the biggest age sayer from the Vosan Afghan age. You want to be machadish? Well, niach the greatest chiddush was the chzog at the heista an age sayer. Or it's the ain't a nice pechem. What's the nafgamina? How can you be chayev? There's no tziruf here. There's no kavod on the tziruf. How can you be chayev? Kum terna machta ma pecha. No. You know what Rashi meant when Rashi said it's ain't a nice pechem. That's a prob on an Eishkom. Rashi means like the Mogen of Ram. Rashi was speaking about this, all the Achrenim wanted to make the Mogen of Ram into Rashi. Kum to Beis Yitzchak, and he wants to make Rashi into the Mogen of Ram. But what does Rashi mean? That it's ain't a nasa pechem. That's a prob on a really starker burning fire. On a fire that's burning and it sustains itself. Such fires, whether you get fires like that, that are cooking and they're self-sustaining, when it's cooking on a, when it's burning on a piece of wood and it's consuming and it's going to become a pechem, that's a fire, that's an eish sayruf. When it has something to burn on, when there's going to be a pechem resulting from it. Das is an eish gomer. Das is a problem of an eish sayruf. But now that you need a sias pechem farzich, the sias pechem is the uptight in the melacha. Azay zokte be sitzel gezevel. So now all again with the pshat in eish sayruf is Rashi getechet with the mogen of Ram. Al same pshat and shokan same pshatim. Ein nasa pechem is a problem on an eish seiruf. But what do you need for the malacha? The malacha is taking away a fire. And you have to take away a complete fire. How do you know what's a complete fire? A fire that makes pechem, that's an eish seiruf. It's a simen. But it's not the of the malacha. It's not the uptight of the malacha. It's not the getter of the malacha. It's the siva when you have the eish seiruf. But again, I'll gain it to Mogen of Ram for an eish seiruf. Thus will the Halak Rebbe Zagin. I'll gain with the svar from the Mogen of Ram. Lafuke that yes. Asiya, normally how do we understand Rashi? Asiya's pech. No, it's all you need to gather. There's one gather and what's kibui. Kibui is extinguishing a fire. But it has to be the real thing. It has to be a complete fire. So male bulb, he tiny is a gansa. Is a gansa a serve. Let's leave it alone. Mashenka, but this is kasha. If you need a sias pechem farzich, you're only chayiv on a kibui of a complete fire on an eish seiruf. So let's take Rabbi Yaakov's definition: a self-sustaining fire that's attached to a heat source, it's going to keep on going. That's an eish seiruf. So the chelos shematechas, it has that. It's not a it has a sustaining heat source, an energy source, and there's an eish seiruf. Fine, that's if it's totally just having to be, you need a kibui gomer. But if you need, if the gend of the malacha, the mitzias of the malacha, is a sias pechem, you made an ishtanus, right? So what's enough to mean? You machab an eish gomer. But you need a sias pechem, tishdok, you need a ticket, you need to make something, you didn't make anything, right? Let's frekta. Zok, this nishdor zarashi, nishdor zamiri, nishdor zarashi, nishdor zaramba, nishdor zazah. Oh, it's only a problem for a sias for an eish seiruf.
No.
Das ist eins. Rashi meint das, Rashi ist Mashma, sei Rabbi Seir. Right back there, see. Lohan up to Rashi like that. What? Zersh. Hard to understand. Hard to accept. Lula Diva Rabbi Seir, but Zersh Tena, we wouldn't learn like that. It's very schwer. It's a... It's just more foolish Rashi. So. Oh, but das ist, the Rashi, you can start debating it. But we remarked them, that's what we remarked them, these two Halakha Rishenim, we remarked them, the Rambam Alain, was Rabbi Avram and Rambam bring from Tata. We remarked them, Rabbi Nesim and Lamil, was there bring from the Rebbe, the Rambam, they gave me the Rambam's Pirushim. Shtei in foolishness to say, they said, a Sias Pechem is a Zach Farzer. A Sias Pechem is not a problem for an Eish Gomer. It has to be an Ishtanus. Chilosai, Eish, V'acha Kach, V'nasis Pechem. Or with Chilosai Ma Pechem. V'soifim Ma Pechem. V'nasis Shum Dover, Rabbi Lamil, that's a garnet. Shtei in Rambam foolish, Bekesh Lamil, it's Nishtanus. Nishtanus. And Avada Rashi means that too. That's the Pashas from Rashi. So from the Allah Zaitan, I'm giving it over to you. We'll raise Hashem, we'll furious the Sugi raise Hashem next week. But Trachtzik, so we can. But that is a Machmazai. That is a Tzapel de Chum. What's even more a Chumr is Rav Chaim Eizer brings it. It's an interesting Limud. Bigdail and Hanlon in Indian, Stam Musahaskal, Reb Chaim, is that not Reb Chaim Reis's Psaki, you see his on Hagal Tzman Gador. Between the lines, you see how he writes here. Someone came to this is in Chela Gimel Achiezer Simin Samach. The person, the Lechochem Echad, he didn't want to mention the name of the person who wrote him. He wanted to know, the person question wasn't about the Indian. He wanted to write a tshuva. The person the Shaila asked, he wanted to write a tshuva and put it in Tayachin about this new issue. This is a new issue of the day. What's the status of electric bulbs in Kibbutz Avur? So he asked him, Chaim Ezer, should he print this tshuva? They asked him to put it in the Yachin, wegen der Indian, he wanted to print the tshuva. Al das bakashosi the var bar yachin shloi oidus hanitfis shom benigei al electric b'shabbos. He says, I don't want you to talk about it. It was the person that had a yachin that he wanted to know, should he print such tshuvas in his yachin? He says, I don't want you to discuss it. He nekvarnit spash teru al yisim b'chol tfutis yisrael k'en posa g'ron b'yitzak shmelkes b'chivuroi yichai m'shu m'chaba u'mashe yish lobn l'svakeach b'zeh ein k'day. Such a thing is not kedai to discuss in public. What's between the lines here? This is what Chaim does. The Einab Kichef in the Godel Ador, he saw that the Maskilim hopped onto this. They created electric bulbs. Oh, so when I patent, we have a way to go. There's no keep. We have a newfangled way to put on lights in Shabbos, and it'll be only Nisad Rabboni, Nisad Rabboni coming from the Teirim, and the Tshuva's written like that. That it's an Ishkan, it's an Ishkan Kibbe and Avar, and some Mutter. I said, I'm not from Shredding thing, though. Was ist der Oig von der Gottel Ador? Chutz von der Ätzem Psaak, wie zu handeln der Scheile? Was ist der Manhige Ador?
It happened everything, I mean, we can't go into Schreiben.
I'm saying, you know, he felt in that Kufa, it has to become a Dover Poshet. It's tough, this is really tough for Yisadik Vod. This is a tough, tough for Yisadik Dawad. It's 1932, 1934. That's talking interesting. Even in that day, he didn't want to discuss. For Zayvayt, or but doesn't mean Zaychesh, but it's a bor. That means an anhoga. That's why God l'ador v'yahandel. Chutz min etzim sugya. So those zachel was without reading berabim. So those zachel was without ishreading berabim. Those zachel that live in privat. That's from Chaim Moshe. That's zeichet apsak from Chaim Moshe. But the Lamaisi's mask, he brings the Yitzchak Shmuel. I don't want to discuss because Yitzchak Shmuel, because he's right, he's masking to him that it's Kibbutz Yechayim Mishum Kibbutz. So we have to think now, Ruba de Ruba Achreinim, let's leave it to Vaila. This is the one last Nakud I want to mention on this. So basically, these are the Mar Mekayim, Mizduch Tzved, Mesad Azayin, they can Kibbutz the Gachel Shomatkes, and about electric lights. One final Nakud that Yerushalmi there learned up. He has a Yerushalmi. Also, he will gain Lashitosi, will machen al Tzachiyud. Gam the Gemara says, Gachel Shom Ateches is Potter Mishum Kibui. He wants to see, he brings Yerushalmi. If you had a Gemara that, by the Kain Godel, Gemara Numa, Kain Godel, in Istinus, they said you took Gachel Shom Ateches and you put it into the mikvah today to make it warmer. So the Gemara handles, that's the Gemara handles, there's no Kibui. That's again a Gemara. It's Mamal from Vez, there's no Kibbutz. The issue is Tziuf. He's Mitzarif to Mateches. No issue of Kibbutz. In Yerushalmi state, the Machlekes Yerushalmi, here in Nusach, and this I think will add to connect to what you were saying before, Baruch Yaakov, that Yerushalmi brings Machlekes Tanoi. About whether or not Kibbutz Hel Shal Mateches is a Yeraisa Drabonon, Yerushalmi brings Machlekes Tanoi. Oh, so hear what he does with this. Yerushalmi daf kazayin in yuma. So we have two gemaras. The Bavli is in lamidal dom beis by us by the kohen gadol who is this zokan is this took a gechel shom ateches today to warm up the water. But a mikvah. The kazayin in yuma yenis sugya in the daf Yerushalmi daf kazayin in aleph. Honey, Omer of Yehuda, Shoshu shall barzel him, Matichan Isam Arabian Kippurim, or Matilin Litaychat Senek, they should tap it to Nosim. The advice that we have. Babli quotes the same advice. So Moses says, Well, I nimsa kim chabe biyema Kippurim, you hear my sister. Moses says, oh, that's Zirov Argomar, the Babli talks about Zirov. Well, hey, come it's Sarif, well, take him it's Sarif, Frekton Zagumar, and Yishalmi Frek, well, hey, come chabe biyema Kippurim. And when Mizbah Sabra of Yehuda, what's Pshat of Yehuda? El Nizba Sabra Rabbi Yehuda She'ein told that phase is an important point for us, so we have to work on this point later. She'ein told us Ha'esh Ka'esh. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no kibbutz here, because this is not a fire itself. It's a toldus eish. That doesn't mean it doesn't have a din eish. It can have a din eish, but the gabi kibui, it's only toldus eish. It's not the source itself. It's one step removed of them in the shkokan kibui. The rabbanon savrin. It's the mark of quoting here. Rabbanon savrin. The toldus eish is keish the gabi kibui. So that's the machlekes. There's a machlekes tanaim here in Yerushalmi. If there's kibui and gachelas shomatkes, what's the machlekes? Is told this eish keish legabi kibui, or it's told this eish not keish legabi kibui? Rabbi holds your potter because told this eish is not keish, and Rabbanu hold your chayv. It's told this eish is keish. What shteita ar hesper shteita v'yiret, right? Shteita does shteita marker for the magen avram svar the piskei rid svar. What's the svar of kibui begachelas shomatkes? Is an eish gomer or not? Is it an eish seir for not? So if you have a sustainable ongoing fire gvaldik, that's eish atzmai. In Chaban, Eish Atzmai, Chiyav Kibui Min HaTorah. Of Oib Min Nemt, Agachelos Shom HaTeches, that's not Eish Atzmai, that's not a fire. It's a toldus Eish. There's an Eish inside it. There's fire in it. But it's not a something that's this ongoing, sustainable Eish of its own. It's only toldus Eish. So it's not an Eish Seirif, it's not an Eish Gomer. Of Nem Nishtok and Kibui. If it's a Dom, Achleik is Tanoyim, or if it's a Dom, Ptur Mahai Taim. No, the Babli doesn't mention such a thing much. Babli doesn't mention such a Svar. But this is the chayr, the mashmoyis ha-yishalmi, is a mocker for the Heilige Magen Avraham.
Does he mean over here that the Yishalmi mean that it's...